How's it feel to be back, first of all?
It feels great, man. You know, like I said, it's a comfort level here with a lot of the guys that are still here when I was here. And we're just walking around and seeing some of the old faces. And, you know, I'm happy to get back to playing football, but at the same time, it was a comfort level. And, you know, everybody just been so supportive, and I'm just anxious to get back to playing football.
You might be that perfect guy for the red zone, Clocks.
Well, you know, whatever they give me is just like I told Coach, you know, I'm going to come in and try to fulfill that to the best of my ability. And, you know, I'm picking things up, you know, pretty smoothly. A lot of the terminology is the same. It's just, you know, just some different things here and there. But as far as a standpoint, just, you know, learning the plays and getting out there and going and making plays is just, you know, we'll wait till Sunday.
How long did it take for you to get here?
About 2 hours. you know, not too long. I was actually, you know, I'm down in Austin, Texas, you know, for the Formula One race, and I got the call, and I was on my way to the airport to go back home to Florida, and I never made it back home, so I came straight up here to Pittsburgh.
You've had a chance to watch this team through the season?
You know, not a whole lot, you know, but, you know, I do know that, you know, a lot of the pieces are in place. You know, the goal is obviously every day that you walk in this building is to win the world championship, and, you know, I just want to come in and, you know, have an impact. Learn and teach some of the young guys some old tricks, and, you know, just go out and play football and, you know, have fun.
How are you feeling? Have you been able to stay in pretty good shape?
Well, you know, I feel pretty good. I've been training for several months now, and you know you can never really simulate, you know, the physical part of football and obviously being out there, you know, in practice and in games. But, you know, I've been playing a while, so you know I have a couple of tricks up my sleeve where I can, you know, kind of, you know, get in there and make some plays. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Talk about working with Charlie.
Not just alone him, but just anybody. You know, it's going to be my first week of practice. And, you know, Charlie's the older guy. You know, he's smart. You know, he's going to, you know, make good decisions with the football and put us in great, you know, plays to go out and win the game. So, you know, I'm just worried about me, you know, taking care of what I can take care of at my position.
Coach, you made it sound like, you know, don't count on whoever comes in signed between you and Derek to necessarily play on Sunday because it's a lot to learn. But do you think you can get out there and play on Sunday? Can you pick it all up?
I don't see why not. You know, like I said, it's a trust level and some comfort level. You know, I still have two more days to, you know, to pick up some of the things in the offense. But from a standpoint of just going out and making plays, you know, I understand coverages. You know, I've been around a long time. It's just getting to the spots where you need to be, and I believe Charlie's going to make the plays.
Why do you think it took so long to hook on with somebody this year?
You know, those are some of the questions that I can't ask. You know, I just remain positive. You know, stayed in pretty good shape, and it just kept telling myself that, you know, I had some good football left in me, and you know, Kevin and Coach Tomlin, you know, had some faith in me. They worked me out yesterday. I felt really good, and, you know, they liked what they saw. So, I mean, that works for us. So, you know, we'll just go out and transfer all these things to the practice weekend on Sunday.
Do you have anything to say to Pittsburgh fans about the troubles that you were in your past?
Do I have anything to say to them? You know, I still have some true Pittsburgh fans around here. So that was one of the reasons why, you know, I went back to my old number, so, you know, they wouldn't have to go out and, you know, buy a jersey. So, you know, a lot of my, you know, family and friends are just, you know, going through the closets, and I told them, hey, knock some of the dust off and put it back on, and let's get back to work.
But do you have something to say about the troubles that you had in your past?
Yeah, like I say, you know, like you said, you know, those things are in the past. You know, there's nothing that I can do to, change some of the events that have occurred to me. And, you know, if you're worried about, you know, what's going on behind you, you know, you can't pay attention to what's going on in front of you. So, you know, I'm just going to keep moving forward, you know, like, obviously. You know, I've been through some things, but at the same time, I'm still here, and I feel good, and I'm just on a blessed opportunity to be here with these guys and go play football.
Well, you talked to Pat?
Yeah, you know, we've talked.
You know, call you? Is he excited?
He was the first, you know, player that I saw yesterday. So, you know, I think that says a lot about him, and, you know, we've remained in contact over the years, and, I mean, you can't say enough about what he's accomplished in this league already, but, you know, when he's not finished, I'm not finished, so, you know, we'll see if we can go do it again.
Plex, how are you a different player and person since the last time you were here?
You just kind of go with it. You know, you learn the ropes of the game. You learn the coverages. You understand offenses and just gain the knowledge of the game and just, you know, learning from your past experiences, you know, football-wise and in life, you know. you know, you go through experiences and you learn from them. You know, and that's why they call it life. You just got to keep growing.
I remember when you left, you'd said Pittsburgh. You described Pittsburgh as a big little city in that everybody kind of knew everything about you all the time, about the Hummer, about the truck, about everything else, and knew a lot about you. Does that, are you all right coming back into that environment after being in a big, big city like the Big Apple?
I mean, it's usually a lot more media, you know, when you're up in New York, so. I mean, you know, like I say, you know, those things doesn't bother me. You know, I'm an old man, a wife, a family. So my life is just in a total different direction, man. I'm just, you know, I'm happy to be out here playing football. You know, my wife's excited, my son's excited. So, you know, all those things that, you know, people worried about or say, it doesn't bother me based on, you know, some of the things that I went through and what I persevered through. So it doesn't really matter.
I'm sorry. Is it a strange feeling, a nice feeling to come back to a team where you used to play?
It feels good. It feels good to me. You know, me, Hemp, and, you know, and Larry, you know, we got some old jokes and, you know, different things like that. You know, I still get on foot about, you know, us, you know, going upside Michigan's head 4 years in a row. That's always a good conversation. But, you know, it feels good to be here. Like I said, it's a comfort level. I know some of the guys here and, you know, training staff for us, John, and, you know, people upstairs, everybody's still in place. So with that being said, you know, it feels good to be back.
Do you ever think you'd get another chance? Did you ever think you'd get another chance?
I remain optimistic. I didn't know, you know, where it was going to be. I mean, how can I say that I was ever going to come back to Pittsburgh? But if you're talking about, you know, literally and physically, you know, getting the opportunity to finish what you started, I mean, how many guys get this opportunity?
What did you do yesterday after you signed? Did you just cram the playbook?
That was the first thing I did. You know, like I've been playing in this business a long time, and, you know, I've seen some, you know, some fast, you know, talented guys, you know, throughout the years that, you know, they couldn't, you know, grasp the mental part of the game that wouldn't allow their, you know, physical abilities to show. So if you don't know what you're doing, you know, out there, you can't play. You know, it doesn't matter how good you are. And the first thing I do is pick up the playbook and start asking questions like, you know, what do I need to be, what I need to do.